Yeah.
Good evening.
Good
Gabriella.
evening.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
You're the first to arrive.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here also.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we can begin.
Okay.
Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening, Penelope.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura, Alephet Gimel, Yud Tat Zadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagdenu, Aharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sinsk, Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Gevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzadi tafkimo. Chasi kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adata, et kufbet, Yachid geyeh, lamcha penei, zokrei kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shabbatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodeyata lumo, Shin Kuf Vav, Tzad Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseah Avon Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakeh. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarich v'ishkin tevib chilu urchimu udchilu urchilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yud he bovad he, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehi no'am Adonai Pasuk 29. Yabamar bekama tar tane nandakucha. Berichu koma de aved le'ela witata. Kolai Hagah Yaleya Mine Yaulan Hagah Ve Yakulana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzirich Be Alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, as the revealed energy of compensation and the concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will study a verse from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18.
Uimadele lotishbeuli Liasafti liasra Ethem sheva Ohato atechem.
And if you will not yet for these things hearken to me, then I will chastise you seven times more for your sins. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And we study a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's coming from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wasamti makom liami li Israel untati wishakam tata willo yirgaz od willo yosifu bene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona.
In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's from the Parasha of Balak. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row in the right-hand column, that opens up a landing page which lists all of the different parashas. Please scroll down to the Book of Numbers and you'll find the Zohar for Balak in the Book of Numbers. When you open up the landing page for the Zohar Balak, please scroll down to section 11, and that's where we will start with Pasuk 161, and we'll start with L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liahda L'Shem Yud Hei Bavad Hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Amar Rabbi Elazar Bilam Chaya Vaman Katil Leya Vehech Aktil. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Pinchas v'si'ateya kadluhu diktiv hargu'al alelechem v'tanenan v'karta d'midyan v'ha'waved v'chachmata d'harsho d'tzasin v'awira. Who Malki
Midian Veil Malay Sits Big Tusha Uslota the Tit to feed the Tatas Da Filu Lahon Al Katilayayo Ahidiktiv Al Halalehem Uktiv Bet Bilam Ben Beor Hakosem Da Targu Becharev Al Rabbi Elazar Kol Da Yadana. The translation. Rabbi Elazar asked about Bilam, the wicked, who killed him and how he got killed. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Pinchas and his people killed him, as it says, and they slew beside the rest of them. We were taught that in the city of Midian, Bilam was performing with his rich witchcraft, and he was flying in the air together with the kings of Midian. If not for the holy gold plate and the prayer of Pinchas that made them drop to the ground over their slain, they would not have been victorious over them. That is what is written, and they slew the kings of Midian, besides the rest of them, and Bilam also of the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword. Rabbi Elazar said to him, I know all this. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Verse 162. Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar Kol Miloy Devilam Chayava Takifin inun v'hauknu ha-habrayayo Dikti v'lo kam navi'yo Od b'Yisrael v'kemoshe V'yamru b'Yisrael lo kam aval Bo Hashem kam Umanu Bilam Behalkimna Mila Moshe Let Dikvavte Yabakitrin Ilain Bilam Let Dikvavte Yabakitrin Tatain Dabasitra Dikusha Vedabasitra dismahala, we call dahawa, leideyah vekahka, takif vechachmeta, vegvar de ishbach darmeya, vehela takif, dikti vianochi kreko. Akar Liko mehai Heyach Yakilu Lekat Laleya. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, Elazar, all the sayings of Bilam the wicked are harsh. The friends already explained them as it is written. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses. They said that one such did arise, but not in Israel, rather among the nations of the world. Who was he? That was Bilam. We have already explained this matter, that just as there is no one like Moses in the higher crowns, there is no one like Bilam in the lower crowns. This one in the aspect of holiness, and that one in the aspect of the left, since he had all this in his power. And he was so strong in wisdom, a person who boasted with great power, as is written, while I go to the meeting yonder, the Hebrew word is ko. The meaning is that he meant to say, I will uproot ko, which is malchut, from here, How were they able then to kill him? My commentary. It is difficult to understand how and why did Elohim speak to Bilam. He was evil, yet he is a prophet. How do we relate to this question? One answer is he learned how to connect to the level of prophecy, and then he fell. So Hashem maintained this relationship out of hope for his teshuvah. There are many other attempted explanations, including Hashem wanted to have a prophet equivalent to Moshe from the negative system, so that the other nations cannot say if we had a Moshe, we would have followed him. Pasuk 163. Ela b'sifra dechachmeta di Shlomo Malkah ki amar telat simanin inun simyon laveira yekar ra'irakon siman lishlut milin siman de la yada kulum shibuche v'dachra Lishar shote bekol averot kolait beya. The translation. He responds, however, in the Book of Wisdom of King Solomon. It says as follows, that there are three indications. An indication of transgression is jaundice. An indication of nonsense is too much talk, and an indication that he knows nothing is one who keeps boasting. This one who boasts has outdone the rest, since he is a fool. He is suspected in all sinful transgressions and has everything in him. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. There are so many questions I don't know where to begin. Start with the meaning of these code words, like sinful transgressions. Bilam left himself open to be killed through his boasting and the other two indications. Pasuk 164.
V'hakativ yahalelcha zar velo picha v'im lazar Picha lav haki ela ilah weiman v'yishtamodala aftach umach lemala b'yoraita uloda mile kishot b'yoraita uchtein petimchu defumach
He asks, yet it is written, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, which means that if there is no stranger to praise you, then let your own mouth. He responds, it is not so. However, the explanation is, if there is no one who recognizes you, open your mouth to speak in matters of Torah. Inform the true things that are in the Torah, and then by opening your mouth in Torah matters, they will praise your words, and they will know who you are. There is nothing in the world that tells as much about a person as when he opens his mouth, and his mouth informs people who he is. my commentary. Do you follow this pasuk's recommendations in your life? This verse is clear as written. That's the end of section 11. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do we know where he learned his level of prophecy from? Like where he studied or who he studied under before he fell and Balaam, I mean Balak, before he became evil, Balaam, I mean?
He was a relative of Abraham.
Okay.
He was a follower of Abraham. I believe he was a second or a third cousin of Abraham. And so he was learning all of the spiritual system from Abraham. And what we have to realize, and what people don't like to realize, is that the spiritual system works for both the negative system and the positive system. And the phrase that comes out of the Zohar that we all know well, the path to the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and the path to hell is paved with good intentions. All of those adages are related to the fact that the spiritual system works in both directions. And you have to have clear eyes vision, meaning you have to be open to see the truth to know which is going to follow the negative system and which is not, which is going to follow the positive system. So he became a prophet under the tutelage of Abraham, but then he fell.
That's interesting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other questions? If you go back one step in your on your web pages, you can now open up section 12. And we start with verse 165. Ahu Rasha Devilam Shabuche Mishava Garmeya Nikolavia Pad Kanivu Dadata Kaganiv Vistalak Bamilo Bamilin Zeirin Hawavet Rav Ravin Ma De Amar Alinun Gargin Milin Masavin Hawa Mar Ukshot Amar Aval Havu Rasha Hawa Amar Umshua Sheba Garmeya Biora Satim Vistalak Pamilo Dikal Mandahawa Shama Hashiv Vistalak Al Kol Navi Alma Diktiv Shomea Imrael Theodeav Daat El Yon Mangever The Alma de Awa Shama Mipumea Milini Lenda La Hashiv Delate Be Alma Navia Mehemana Kinea. The translation: the evil Bilam used to praise himself in everything. With all these, he used to deceive people's minds and reached a high level with his rhetorical speeches. He used to make mountains out of molehills. Whatever he said was about these levels of filthy speech, and he spoke the truth. However, that wicked one used to speak, and he praises upon himself, disguised in a manner and arrogantly speaking highly, until whoever listened to him would think that he had exceeded above all the prophets of the world. As it says, the saying of him who hears the words of El and knows the knowledge of the Most High. Who in the world could hear such talk and imagine any other prophet in the world as trustworthy? My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Can people be deceived with only high words? Are high words words of Torah? Rabbi Ashlag added the word rhetorical. Does rhetorical confuse people if they are educated? The dictionary defines rhetorical as expressed in terms intended to persuade or impress. We all have much to learn about speech and talk, starting with the differences between these two. Pasuk 166. Ug shot hawa, wihaki hawa, neum shomea, imre ayel, haki hawa, beyodea, viata elyon, haki hawa, vahahu rasha, hawa mar al dargin, deit bilak behu. Shomea amre el miladihu besliku ila'a. The translation. It was indeed true, and so it was. The saying of him who hears the words of El, so it was, and knows the knowledge of the Most High, and so it was. The evil man was speaking of the levels to which he was attached. Who hears the words of El? He heard matters that are of the highest level, and there is nothing else like them. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. It is just so difficult to understand why Bilam. This is clear that the ways of Hashem are not our ways. Pasuk 167. V'ha ki amar shomea imre el ha'el ha'ketiv de'ha ha'el ha'tamim darko aval setam al el ha'cher ihu ki lo tishtaka wez le'el ha'cher shomea imre el mila zera ihi vidami leman dema dela yadadihu ravila shomea imre el hahu dikre el acher diktiv ki lo tishtaka wela el acher. The translation, so he said, who hears the words of El? It is not written the El, since as for the El, his way is perfect. However, simply El, which is another El, as it is written, for you shall worship no other El. Therefore, who hears the words of El is merely a minor thing. Yet to whoever is unaware and does not recognize it, it seems that it is a great and high achievement. Who hears the words of El means that which is called a strange El is as written, for you shall worship no other El. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It is important as a student of Kabbalah to read each letter. The difference between the El and El is only the letter He. Pasuk 168.
Yodea deat elyon al kal dargin dim sahavu inun dim nahage arba deyama usara arbain haser hadinun vehahu rav hachovel tekuhu bit nahage Al yadoi ihu elyon, al kuhu bedahawa, mitavak ahu. Rasha v'amar, dehawa yadadeat, elyon darga, ihu elyon, al kulo kuhu benachage. Arba man shama haki delait behil. Bedatea beyema delahawa beginea. Bealma ela ahurasha mashpa. Garmea beora satim beamar. Me lay a show to the Ganiv, Deita Divne Alma. The translation. And knows the knowledge of the Most High. The explanation is that the highest over all the levels of defilement are the ones that steer and lead the ship of the sea and the storm winds. They are 40 minus one. The captain of the ship who leads them all is the highest overall. In that highest one, this wicked one was connected, and about him he said that he knows the knowledge of the Most High, meaning the highest level of all those who steer the ships of defilement. Who could hear his talk and would not become afraid in his mind and say that there was no one like him? However, that wicked one used to acclaim himself in a vague manner and speak truthful words, except that he used to deceive the minds of the people because he used to speak about levels of defilement. And the ones who listened thought that he was speaking about the highest sanctity. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Take this pasuk to heart and recognize how it works in our lives. Contemplate this frequently, as we all slip from time to time. I know I slip more often than most. Pasuk 169. Asher machaze Shaddai Yeheze Mandeshama Tahashiv Hawa Ame Madilahame Aharabi Alma Mahaze Shaddai Dantwa Adamayanun Antin de Hawa Nafkinet Mishadai Delama Divach Meta Da Achze Telelat Lekabel Shin Mishadai Lekabel Delatan In Deveya De Achze Tirain Vin Bade Aralavot The Tom Hin Mebeya Lakabel Ayan Terrain Adfin Deina Bisha Lisit Hama Lon Kad Hatabalak Amarana Hekul Hlon Amalek Bahade Atmata Data Lagabayahu Vikayve Akilam. The translation. Who sees the vision of Shaddai? Whoever hears this thinks that he actually used to see what no other visionary saw. However, the vision of Shaddai is one branch of the branches that emerge from the name Shaddai. Why is it so? Because among this wisdom of theirs, there are seen three branches corresponding to the shin of Shaddai that corresponds to the three branches of the shin of Shaddai, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. There are seen corresponding to the two prophets, two twigs of the willows, which are Netzach and Hod, and support Tiferet, and corresponding to the 72 branches of the evil eye, which corresponds to the name of 72 of sanctity. That is the secret of the malevolent eye, to block them and all that exists in Hakma of the Klipot. When Balak came, he said to himself, I will be successful against them, since Amalek attacked them with this wisdom and was successful against them. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. We learn from this pasuk the structure of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. This is my opinion. Pasuk 170.
It be the Eden. Lak the Eden, see you, ma, the Amalek, Anali Lak, Uvi Amalak, Lak, Li, see you, ma, Uvashiruta, Bil El Rash, Aki Ema, Sheruta. Divalak bal, Besheruta de Bilam bal, Sheruta divalak, Awa beya de Bilam, Tiuma de Amalek, Awa beya, Divalak, Besiuma de Bilam hawa. Sheruta di Amalek.
The translation. He sent to Bilam and said to him, I have within my name the two letters of Amalek, which are Lamed and Ka, or Kuf. I have the ending, and you have the beginning, Bet and Lamed. Rabbi Shimon said to him, here is how I say it. The beginning of the name Balak is Bet Lamed, and the beginning of the name of Bilam is Bet Lamed. Hence, the beginning of Balak was with Bilam. The ending of the name of Amalek, meaning Lamed Kuf, was in Balak, and the ending of Bilam, which is Ayin Mem, is in the beginning of Amalek. So we find that the name ending of Bilam, which is Ayin Mem, and the name ending of Balak, that is Lamed Kuf, spells Amalek. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. As a student of Kabbalah, relate these parsed names to the Sefirot. Pasuk 171. Wite ma dila neku lehon begin lechar shaya the rabbe hon snoshe yahawa pashit yadaya hayada it peilein riv ravine diachle bahe rushin itakba
Yatir vihaikanu. Dikti vuksamim beyadam. Bidehem lakati vela. Yada yadalaka bel. Yadaha kishadar. Leya balak levilam. Translation. You might say that we cannot succeed against them because of the rich witchcraft of their master Moses. When he extends his hand, meaning Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, in other instances. Here this hand exists among these chiefs who are more powerful with witchcraft. This is what is written. Divination in their hand. It is not written in their hands, but rather in their hand, meaning the hand against the hand of Moses, which is how Balak sent to Bilam. And remember that the difference is another letter, hey. Pasuk 172. Ul hakim chaze shaddai, idamaran ul hakid anashu, beit anashu leela veifrun, machaze kedaa. Umu mecheza el mecheza Anfa de dafa mitaman uman Ahu machaze Azel be azel de inun No fel uglo uglu Einaim vi Machaze Shaddai, Dahawa Hama, No Fail Uglu Einayim. The translation, there is something missing here. Therefore, who sees the vision, the Hebrew word is Machaze of Shaddai, is as we explained. Therefore, they were punished, and they were punished above, and they were called visionaries, as it is written. And light, the Hebrew is mechezeh, was against light, which is the branch that emerges from there. Who is that visionary? That is Yuzah and Azazel, who are the falling down but having his eyes open. And that is the vision of Shaddai, which he saw when falling down with open eyes. Something is missing here. My commentary. What's missing here at the beginning and at the end is necessary to understand this pasuk. Even if the pasuk is clear as written, do not mistake your partial understanding for what will become more clear in the future. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions?
I just have a statement, I guess. Something.
Okay.
The Vilna of Gaon had practical teachings. He had three rules that if someone really truly wanted to understand, if they would look to what they were shown and to hear what they were told, and to feel it in their heart, it would help them, you know, to go, not go astray. So the people that were listening to Balaam back then were basically deceiving them. Their own minds were deceiving them because they were not really truly hearing what they were really being told, or they were not really looking at truth like they should have been looking at it, or they were being deceived in their own minds in a way, because they did not realize he was in witchcraft and divination, that he was not on the right path. I mean, wouldn't their hearts and their eyes and their intuition kind of guide them in the right path? Would they not know that he was not trustworthy, in other words?
I understand your question, and yes, he was not trustworthy. But bring it to our own generation. Is it the image that is portrayed on a movie screen that's real, or is the actor real?
None of it's real. It's all fake.
Hollywood is all an illusion, correct. But the actor isn't an illusion. He's a person who has the ability to perceive truth. But does he? Or is he enamored by the allure of the wealth and the lifestyle? In our own world, we have this all the time. You have a presentation. Your friend tells you that they met somebody who knew somebody who knew some important entertainment or sports personality. And they tell you that this is a really great person who has great skills at whatever he's doing. Let's say it's sports. He has great skills at sports, but he's also very intelligent, and we should listen to him. But Hashem tells us in the Torah, do not have an idol. So if you think that a human being is greater than you are, isn't that an idol?
Yes.
What is coming down the path in our generation right now? We call it a pandemic. Does it have a purpose? Some people say yes, some people say no. But it has a purpose, whether we see the purpose or not. But some of the rabbis are saying that the reason for the pandemic is that Hashem is tired of not having his kavod, because we honor sports people and politicians and entertainment people more than we honor Hashem. Is God a jealous God? He tells us in the Torah, I'm a jealous God.
Absolutely.
Is he really jealous? If you appreciate what you receive from Hashem, is God a jealous God to you? The answer is no. But do you appreciate what you receive from Hashem?
Absolutely.
But how many people appreciate that they bought they're homeless, and they went into McDonald's, and the owner of that McDonald's gave them a hamburger. And they appreciate it from the man who gave it to them and not from Hashem. Because they forget that Hashem has used the man who owns the restaurant as his hands to hand the hamburger to the homeless person. So who is he giving kavod to? The restaurant person or Hashem? We think we're giving kavod to Hashem, but do we have idols in our own lives?
It's like looking at the brazen serpent instead of looking above it, huh?
Correct. The snakes were sent into the camp, and Moses told
Aaron, take the incense and take this stick that I put a copper snake on the top of the stick. Take it into the camp and tell the people to look at the copper snake. And they looked at the copper snake and they were cured. So do you know where the copper snake is today? It's the symbol of the medical profession.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stick with the snake on it.
Yes.
We all have idols. Does that mean that we can remain that way? Is Hashem going to go forever and let us have idols?
Absolutely not.
And that's one of the reasons that the current rabbis, the current Kabbalists tell us this is the reason for the pandemic. This is one of the reasons for the pandemic. Because we don't give honor to Hashem. We don't have kavod for Hashem. We have our idols. And sometimes, too often, our idol is another human being. But how much of an affront is that to Hashem? Should he ignore it? Is he truly a jealous God? Remember, Hashem speaks to man in the language of man. Man understands jealousy. But does he understand zealotry? In Hebrew, it's the same word. Pinchas, which we will read next week, was zealous for God. Or was he jealous that Cosby had this beautiful woman, Zimri, and he didn't have it? Do we know what Pinchas thought? We can't know what Pinchas thought, but the Torah tells us what he thought. Mm-hmm. He was zealous for God, not jealous for his husband. It's very easy to think that we can see the truth. But are we raised in a society that is racist? You're being told that this society is racist right now. Did you realize that you were raised in a society that was racist? Were your eyes open? Is it true? Everybody has to answer that question for themselves. Why do you think the question is being asked in the society right now? Where are your eyes? The only way you can open your eyes is to close your physical eyes so that you can see with your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
See with your intuition. But your intuition is colored and veiled by the values of the society that you were raised in. I've used this example before, and it's hard for people to understand. But if you're raised in a Muslim terrorist society, is it okay to kill?
Well, according to their teaching,
after
yes,
all, you're going to get a reward of 70 raisins.
Right.
Or 70 virgins, depending on. Now, if you think about it, do you want 70 raisins for a man's life? But according to the way they're taught, their society, This is the value.
Mm-hmm.
Are they wrong and you're right? What I'm taught by my teachers that I try and teach you is I'm right and you're right. They're right and we're right. We're both human beings. We both have values. And we need to sit down and resolve our differences in a peaceful way. But how do you resolve it with a peaceful way with someone who is coming to kill you and has blinders on to the idea of a peace table? A table where you could talk about peace is a weakness. How do you reach them? How do you reach them when they start with children's books that are teaching hate? But didn't you learn hate?
How is causeless hatred always right on the other side? If they're right and we're right, and are we taught that causeless hatred is not right?
Correct. But don't you have causeless hatred in your heart?
I don't kill.
Sure,
I wouldn't kill because, well, maybe assassinate people's character by talk.
When was the last time you had a conversation that would be considered Lashon Hara? Today, yesterday, a week ago?
Probably, yes.
And every time
this
you have, every time you speak Lashon Hara, you are killing something, some person.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you speak Lashon Hara, you're killing something or some person. Every time you hear Lashon Hara, you're killing something or some person. And the person themselves. Three people get killed when you speak Lashon Hara. The person speaking it, the person hearing it, and the person that is being spoken about. And now I come along and tell you, you know what Lashon Hara is? The last time you walked up to someone and they were speaking with another person and you said to them, that's really a beautiful dress you're wearing. You didn't realize it, but you motivated the person that was in the conversation already to feel jealousy. Why didn't she say, I look good? Why didn't she say, my dress was pretty? But you were giving a compliment. But it's Lashon Hara, because you're not thinking about both people.
Mm-hmm.
You're only thinking about one.
Mm-hmm.
We all have idols. And we all will change. But we can choose to change through the study of Torah and what I've just discussed briefly, what the Zohar says, what the Talmud says, what the Torah itself says. Or we will have the effect of the Armageddon War as the cleansing mechanism. I prefer the study of Torah that we're having now of the Armageddon War.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Hanok.
Anytime. Are there any other questions? Tomorrow morning, we have a class for the study of Psalms at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. It's a very powerful Shabbat. It's a double portion of Sukkot with the Bila Hamavet LaNetzach, the removal of death forever, and Balak with his negative evil ways,
that are transformed into blessings.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom. Shalom.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom gadol. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Shalom.
Night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.